Tony Budding here with Daryl White, otherwise known as Bingo. So let's start with that. What's the history behind Bingo? And I love the Mrs. Bingo and how does that?
Well, I'm going to have to reserve a little bit of secrecy here, okay, because Bingo goes back to a college story that my children do not yet know.
Okay.
So we're going to have to leave a little mystery in the Bingo.
Okay, no worries.
But Mrs. Bingo and the Bingoettes, that's just a little extension of that.
And then you've got what? The heir, lovely daughter, and then the remnant?
The spare.
No, the spare.
The heir is my son, Dan, who's a freshman at the University of Denver, and it's good to be Dan White right now. He's having a great life.
Yeah.
The heir, lovely daughter, and the spare.
And do you refer to them like that in person, or is it mostly just kind of in the quips while writing?
Mostly in the quips while writing. I have other names depending on how well we're getting along at the time for my children. Beth is always Mrs. Bingo, or the lovely bride, or my better 95%, as the case may be.
Yeah, that's great. So you're an ophthalmologist?
I am an ophthalmologist. I'm an eye surgeon.
Okay. So what CrossFit? How'd you find it? How'd you get involved? Tell me about that.
I'm a washed-up ex-football player. Okay. Played football in college. And
what position?
I was an offensive lineman. Can't you tell?
Yeah.
When you stop the steroids, it just all melts away. No, seriously, I was a cornerback.
Okay.
Ran backwards for 3 years in college, and been staying in the fitness game all my life. And a couple of years ago, I just didn't feel like I was as fit as I should be. My cholesterol was slowly creeping up. My pants weren't fitting correctly, and I went to have a suit made. And the guy who does my suit said, "Geez, you're getting a little thick there. Maybe we should go up another inch on the waist." And I said, no, let's do something else.
Yeah.
And I just happened to stumble across the article in Men's Journal about CrossFit.
Okay.
And if you remember the article, on the left-hand side, there was kind of CrossFit Light with a couple of workouts. But on the right-hand side, there was a little sidebar about Greg Glassman and about how he started CrossFit and how he started the internet CrossFit. And I said, geez, let me just go to the source.
Right.
And I think the very first workout I did was Angie. Now, realize that I could do exactly 2 unassisted pull-ups.
Yeah.
And I did Angie with plenty of assists, did push-ups on my knees. I've learned not to call them girl push-ups because of Annie, Nicole, and everybody else.
Yeah.
And it took me about 45 minutes, and then it took me about 45 minutes to stand up.
Right.
And I thought, well, geez, there might be something here. This could work.
Right. So did you just work out on your own? Was that in a gym? I mean, I think I read one of your recent posts where you said that you work out in a fairly high-end gym.
My very first post, which was after 3 months of lurking, which I've seen your other interviews, I think that's a pretty common pattern.
Yeah.
I started it off, I was bored and lonely in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And CrossFit is taking care of the boredom. And the CrossFit community has really taken care of the loneliness, because I still work out alone. It's still just me in the gym.
Right.
But I no longer feel lonely because I'm doing the workout of the day. I'm doing the WOD,
right,
which, in Cleveland we have a game called cornhole. Everywhere else in the world, it's called beanbag toss. I have as much trouble saying cornhole as I do calling the workout of the day the WOD. So I'm going to keep saying the whole thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
Every time when I do the workout of the day, I'm still alone. I'm still alone in the gym because, frankly, with the exception of the heir and the spare, I haven't been able to get anybody else to do the workout of the day with me. But I'm not alone because I know that there are literally hundreds or thousands of people doing pretty much exactly the same thing I'm doing that day.
Right.
And then I go to my computer at some time, and usually as soon as my hands stop shaking, and post my results. And so my people, my workout partners, are on the CrossFit website.
Right. Do you check the site before you go in, obviously to get the workout, but do you check for times? Do you look for certain people and say, I tend to be around that time. I'm going to try to go beat so-and-so today. Is that?
I check the website to get a feeling for who's where in general. And with a new workout, for instance, this week, they're just some absolutely wacky workouts.
Right.
I'll look and see about where I should be. But someone said on the message board one time that the opponent never changes. It's you versus you. And I've really taken that to heart. I realized very early on that if I didn't check my ego at the door of the gym, that I was going to end up just a crumpled mass of, you know, skin and bones.
Right.
And so I really never target any individual person. Mm-hmm. But of course, everybody goes to the website and everybody looks for Kelly Moore and everybody looks for AFT and everybody looks for OPT and everybody looks for Spiel. You know, once upon a time when Matt G posts, you would always look and say, okay, what do the real CrossFit athletes do?
Uh-huh.
And then, for instance, my goal in the beginning was I just wanted to be anything better than twice Kelly Moore. Mm-hmm. Because Kelly Moore is twice the CrossFitter I am.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of things.
Right.
I had a nice little thing going back and forth with DJ for a while where I would kind of look and see what DJ did, and then I would say, all right, I'm going to be less than two times DJ.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of fun. But it's mostly just to figure out where should I be.
Right.
And what's a reasonable goal?
What's your mentality as, you know, as you get to the latter third of the workout?
When I look at a workout of the day, I try to figure out, am I going to just do a Metcon burn, or am I going to try to work on the strength aspect?
Mm-hmm.
Because really I'm under strong. It is what it is. And so I can't do a lot of the workouts as RX and get that full burn. So if I'm just going to do an absolute Metcon burn, what I'm really trying to do is I'm trying to work right up to that point where I'm just going to collapse.
Right.
And that's just a sellout for me.
Right. Okay.
If I'm going to go for strength, then I really have to manage it more.
Right.
And I have to look and say, all right, this one's got lots of strength aspect going on. How am I going to break these up so that I can just finish?
Right.
Because the stuff's just heavy.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
The gym where I do my CrossFit is actually a rather high-end kind of family health club. And there's a little corner where they have the two power racks. One of the power racks that has the smoother pull-up bar is right across a tiny hallway from the daycare. And it's very funny because when I come in and start my warm-up, the door to the daycare always closes. Because they know that, you know, Daryl's gonna be there, it's not gonna be good, he scares the children, it's an ugly scene.
That's a CrossFit Cleveland t-shirt.
Actually, this is CrossFit Cleveland. CrossFit Cleveland's, their catchphrase is Raw Fitness, and it stands for Random Ass-Kicking Workouts.
All right.
And Bill Russell and Paul Zagaria were the founders, and Paul's wife Nancy just got certified at Quantico. Mm-hmm. So we have three level one trainers, and hopefully the box is opening up next month.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So tell me about rest days. What's your take on the rest days? I know you get involved sometimes, not always.
You know, my take on the rest days is very similar to my take on the whole comment section. I spent about 3 months poring over every inch of the website, but I also spent about 3 months trying to figure out who the players were and trying to figure out what the rules of the game were.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very obvious very early that CrossFit's more than just a workout, it's a community. And so I had to figure out the rules.
Right.
And once I figured out what the rules were, I kind of entered the community on what we in the White family call little feet. I came in, tried to show some humility, tried to show some respect. The rest days are really pretty interesting. And I was absolutely on board with the concept of the rest day from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise your mind, exercise your body, work with the two, the Renaissance man, the Renaissance person. But I also realized that there were a few topics on which I had some credibility, and a lot of topics where really the best thing for me to do is just get there and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really do pick and choose, although I will sometimes jump in on the rest day if I feel like there's kind of a violation of the spirit of CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And I may not have very much to say about the topic, but you know, if people are starting to get out of line, be impolite, someone has to step in. And
so do you interact with any of the community members outside of that comments forum?
A little bit. Paul Eich, Apollo Swabi, and I have found some common ground in healthcare finance reform. And before Paul moved, we had a nice little thing going back and forth in email. Kate of JKNL and I had a nice little thing where we were talking a little bit about her condition. And Kate, it's just great news that things are going well with your heart. We're just all really pumped. My brother-in-law is like an idiot savant in the kind of things that Kate was dealing with. And so we talked a little bit offline about that. But not as much offline. I've spent a little time talking on the board with other folks, but it's mostly on the comments board.
Mm-hmm. You talked about the tone or spirit of CrossFit on that comments section. I'm curious what your take on that is.
I think the rest day is just like the workout of the day. I think if you're going to show up, you better bring your best game. It's not enough just to say what you think. You have to be able to back it up. If it's something where sources are available, you have to bring the sources. And they better be good sources, and they better not just be sources where someone else is saying, well, I think that's part of it. I think that there's an allowance for aggression. It's okay to aggressively argue your point, although sometimes it spills over into ad hominem. People are arguing the person and not arguing the point. And that's sometimes when I'll jump in, even if it's not something that I feel that I can comment on.
Right.
But yeah, strong feelings, strong opinions that are most of the time backed up with good sources.
Mm-hmm. There's obviously a libertarian leaning in the site as a whole. There's obviously a certain political tone to most of the links. Some people will complain that there's really not an equal opportunity given, say, to the politically liberal. Other people will come back and say, anyone can post any side, and there's room for that as long as you're defending your position. What's your take? Do you think that there's a little bit of a squashing of certain political leanings? Or
I don't. Clearly, the rest day articles and links that are posted have a particular slant. They lean libertarian, they lean conservative, they lean very much pro first responder. And what makes that okay for me is the fact that you can put anything you wish up and push the discussion downstream. The rest day articles and the rest day postings are the first shot across the bow. That's the opener for the conversation. After that, the conversation just goes. I don't think that it's necessary for the opening of the conversation to be one way or the other. And I find no reason, and I don't think anyone has a leg to stand on when they say, well, why don't you have this liberal point of view? Why don't we discuss that? Well, we are discussing that. We're just not having that as the first opening of the conversation.
Right.
Let me tell you a little bit about what CrossFit's done for me in terms of my health. I mean, I've been doing CrossFit since January 1st, 2006. And on January 1st, 2006, I weighed 154 pounds. I had about 21% body weight fat. My total cholesterol was 208. My LDL, or bad cholesterol, was 137. I had a very, very typical physician's diet, probably 60 or 70% carbs, 25% protein, very low fat. Just looked at everything on the website, and everybody was talking about the zone, everybody was talking about paleo, talking about the importance of fat. And I looked at the athletes, and they were all incredibly lean, men and women, it really didn't matter. So at the same time I started CrossFit, I started doing probably what you'd call zone light. Mm-hmm. Kind of sort of figured out my lean body mass, kind of sort of figured out where I should be, and started on the zone at the same time. I got tested after a year of CrossFit. I now, at that time, I weighed 153 pounds. My body weight fat went from 21% to 10%. My total cholesterol went from 208 to 168, and my LDL, or bad cholesterol, went from 137 to 108.
And what medicine were you taking for that?
None. I was taking CrossFit. CrossFit in the zone diet, and literally I work out once a day. I don't do extra workouts, I don't have time. I pretty much follow the front page workout of the day. And CrossFit and the zone actually totally remade my body, totally remade my health parameters.
There.
The pushing harder in the workouts, for me, has allowed me to push harder every place else in my life. My life has moments of crushing intensity and crushing pressure because of what I do. And after about 6 or 8 months of doing CrossFit, it dawned on me that I was unbelievably relaxed and able to be unbelievably smooth and steady throughout those periods. That's part of my personality, but even more so, and that's only continued.
Right.
So there's an extension of the ability to handle that discomfort. There's an extension of the ability to handle pressure and intensity that translates from the workouts into the rest of my life.
I certainly have found that. I tried to write about it. It's very difficult to write about. To qualify or quantify any aspect of that is extremely difficult. But I'm curious, what's your explanation for that?
Gosh, you know, there's probably a scientific explanation, something about the neuroendocrine response and something about training your central nervous system to be able to handle the stress. And there's probably a very good scientific explanation. I think your stress response, the easiest, simplest way for me to think about it, is just like every other aspect of your being, you can exercise it, you can train it, mm-hmm. you can make it more of an instinctual thing where you are exposed to something which is stressful, you're exposed to something which is intense, and you've been trained to work through that. You've been trained to work through
you
that.
You become acclimatized. Or...
Exactly. Yeah, I think there's more to CrossFit than just the exercise program. CrossFit is really a way of life. CrossFit is part exercise, part diet, part attitude, and part philosophy of life. I find CrossFit to be very inclusive, but CrossFit is very intimidating because CrossFit involves discomfort. CrossFit involves accepting willingly, going out of your way to get discomfort. Mm-hmm. Because many good things, some people would say most good things, come with a price. Mm-hmm. There's no free lunch. Well, the CrossFit way of life is very complex, and it defies, I think, a single catchphrase. CrossFit is, you talked about measurable. CrossFit by its very nature is measurable. There's an accountability in CrossFit. And really, there's an accountability to self. You talked a little bit about the libertarian leanings of the CrossFit website, and there's this sense that you're responsible to yourself. Only you know if you got everything out of a workout that you could have gotten. Only you know if you put everything into the workout that you could have gotten. I'm not responsible to anybody but that. There seems to be a series of philosophies that all come down to personal responsibility and the effort to get everything you possibly can out of your own personal potential. And the responsibility for that rests solely with you. Being responsible to yourself is kind of the man in the mirror. You have to be willing to take responsibility. No one is going to do it for you. I think that this is really not just a CrossFit question. I think that in everything you do, you're responsible for and to yourself to do your best. There are certain things that you do that are only for you. CrossFit really, at its core, is for me. It's my CrossFit. And I've used that phrase when people talk about, is it okay to do thus and such? Is it okay to scale? Is it okay to sub? And really, it's your CrossFit. It's one person doing a workout of the day, doing the best job that he or she can do on that workout of the day, that day. But anytime you're a member of any community, anytime you're a member of any group, I think you also have a responsibility within that group. I think in the CrossFit community that there are certain responsibilities and there are certain rules. There are certain rules of engagement. Through my involvement in CrossFit, some of my personal philosophies have been easier to talk about and they've become more crystallized. CrossFit appeals to so many parts of who I am and who I really think I am at my core. CrossFit engaged me physically and it's engaged me intellectually. CrossFit has also brought a kind of serenity to my life. And it's kind of odd to say that about something which is so intense.
Right.
But again, practicing dealing with stress, mm-hmm. purposefully putting myself in situations where I need to push through, has allowed me to do so in circumstances where I didn't have a choice. Mm-hmm. My daughter was very sick a year ago. We almost lost her. And it was terribly trying time. CrossFit as a discipline actually was very helpful for me getting through that time. Mm-hmm. CrossFit was my refuge. Mm-hmm. For 30 or 40 minutes a day, including the warm-up, I would go and I would just leave it all there. And CrossFit as a training modality helped me deal with the stress of that circumstance because I practice that.
Right.
I practice that every time I go to the gym to do a workout.
When you say you've got a passion for CrossFit, what is it? I mean, is it a better Fran time?
It's hard to know, it's hard to put into words where the passion comes from. And the passion is not forced. Does it come from the desire to get a better Fran time? Yes, absolutely. Does it come from knowing that there are tons of other people out there doing exactly what I'm doing? Yes. Absolutely. CrossFit asks something of you. CrossFit asks something of me, and it asks me to find something within me that I'm not sure until I do it is there. It asks me to go deeper. It asks me to go better. CrossFit asks me to find a better me. And so when I say that I'm passionate about CrossFit, really what I'm saying is, you know, I'm passionate about me because CrossFit is asking me to find more. Mm-hmm. CrossFit is asking me to find better. The other thing that makes it easy to be passionate about CrossFit is the fact that, again, it's more than just an exercise program. It's more than just a physical preparedness program and a diet. CrossFit's a community. It's very much choosing to be part of something where the whole goal of that something is to make a better me.
I go into that a little bit more. I mean, how is a CrossFit workout asking you to be a better you more than 6 sets of 10 arm curls and tricep press down?
We talked a little bit about being accountable, and there's that accountability that when you get started, no one's really looking at your times other than you. No one's really looking at what weight you chose to use but you. There's something different about doing Fran than sitting down and doing those curls. Because you get done the curls when you get done the curls. You do the weight you do. You could be there. I've seen people on the curl machine do their sets and then they read the newspaper. I can't read a newspaper after I do Fran for at least an hour because I simply can't read when the newspaper's going like that. I don't do a workout the day before I operate because I need more than 24 hours after a workout before I no longer see my hands shaking on the microscope. There's something about the workouts, knowing that there's a defined endpoint and knowing that there's going to be a limit that you'll reach and you get to choose at what point you'll reach that limit. How hard am I going to work on this workout to get to be a better me? It's competing against myself.
Right.
But I get to continue to compete every single day.
Right. Why does it matter? Why is that eliciting so much of your time and your passion? Why did you drive over here this morning?
I'm interested in excellence. I'm interested in the notion that every day is the best day of my life. But along with that, I feel that I have an obligation to do something to make that the best day of my life. Every day's a good day. Mm-hmm. What makes it a great day, I think, is in part how I address the day.
Right.
I think that I have an obligation, my family would say I have a need, to make myself a little better every day. 10 seconds faster on Fran, 10 pounds heavier on Diane, being able to write as RX'd on one more workout. Mm-hmm. It's just one more little step toward being a little better today than I was yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of the attractiveness for CrossFit. Mm-hmm. You're not only measuring your physical performance, but you're measuring your desire. There are incremental improvements I can make there, and that also relates to the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm still making incremental improvements in my abilities as a surgeon. I'm making incremental improvements every day in my other facilities as an eye doctor. I try to be a better dad every day. I try to be a better husband every day. The classic question that people get asked in the big box gyms when they see a CrossFitter is, you know, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that to yourself? And the classic answer, and I can't give credit because I can't remember who first said it, but the classic answer is tomorrow. What about tomorrow? Right. CrossFit is one of my tools to be a little better tomorrow than I was today.